We've all got economic concerns. If you have money, you worry about keeping it. If you don't have money, you worry about getting it. And what about retirement? Are you going to be able to retire the way you'd like? Will Social Security be around when you're ready to retire? Welcome to this edition of the Florida Roundtable. I'm Bill Mick, and today we'll explore government and your finances. Joining me is Art McPherson of the McPherson Financial Group to look at how law and regulation impact everything from banking and insurance to your retirement planning. Do presidential administrations have the impact on markets we'd like to think they would? What can you do to be ready for the changes that are certain to come? Join us for the answers as we explore them with Art McPherson today on the Florida Roundtable from the Florida News Network. We continue in moments.
Great deals are now blooming at Quality Green Specialists. Featuring a wide variety of fancy trees, ornamentals, herbs, and flowers, including over 50 varieties of fruiting plants, with sustainable organic nursery products and top quality soil testing. Experience a world of beauty at Quality Green. Open 9 to 4 daily at 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand. Online at qualitygreenspecialist.com. Quality Green Specialists. Top quality plants, sustainable gardening products, friendly expert advice.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-558-5497. Again, 1-800-558-5497.
Boating in Florida, it's a year-round deal. But when alcohol is involved, the chances of disaster increase. When you drink and operate a boat, it doesn't just affect you. It affects your friends and the rest of the people around you. It violates Florida law to boat under the influence of alcohol or drugs. But most importantly, it's a risk that can turn a great day into one to forget. To learn more about best practices while boating, visit myfwc.com.
Just below Florida's coastal waters lies its most tempting treasure, fresh farm-raised oysters and clams. Plump, salty, and delicious, this bounty of bivalves makes any dish, whether grilled, baked, or fried, a little nautical, but nice. Sustainably harvested, these mouth-watering mollusks are available year-round. And with a flick of the wrist, a squeeze of lemon, or a splash of hot sauce, they turn any meal into a celebration on the half shell. To see what fresh Florida farm-raised oysters and clams can do for you, visit freshfromflorida.com.
Nice to have you with us this weekend on the Florida News Network. Bill Mick alongside Art McPherson. Full disclosure, Art McPherson is my financial guy, and thank God he is, because I'm horrible at these things, and he's not, which is why he's here today. I want to talk, Art, about government and finances, laws and regulations. They impact everything we do in that world.
Sure.
But before we get there, let's talk a little bit about Art McPherson. Let's let everybody know who you are, where you come from, and what you do and how you do it.
Sure. Well, I almost grew up in Florida. I've been here ever since I was two.
Okay, that's a good start.
Yeah, not quite an
age. I didn't make it till I was 40, but okay.
Yeah, my dad still is in the house I grew up in, so he's still doing well. He was the one that started the firm. He started Day McPherson Associates back in 1980. So I took it over in 2020. In 2010, I took the firm over, and we had built McPherson Financial Group under Dave McPherson Associates originally, but when my dad retired, so did Dave McPherson Associates. So we've continued on.
It's hard to name a firm just Associates.
Correct.
Okay.
So we have been building the McPherson brand for a long time. So 33 years I've been in the business now.
Okay.
So it's not.
You don't look old enough to be in the business 33 years.
I was lucky enough.
I want to know your secret.
Yeah, well, I was lucky enough. I got hired right out of FSU.
Okay.
So my dad had always wanted to be in the business, which was funny because my mom and dad worked together in the business, just like Julie and I work together in the business now. But mom and dad would download the day at the dinner table. So the job
you were exposed to it from childhood then.
Absolutely. But it didn't seem very exciting or very sexy, right? I always heard the negative problems of the day. You know, this happened, you know, we got to fix this, got to do this. So when I was at FSU, studying to go into the business area because I was at the School of Business at FSU.
Okay.
I knew where I wanted to go in business, but I didn't know where in business I wanted to go. Dad always wanted me to work with him. But when all these beautiful companies come talking to you, their company sounded a lot better, Bill, because they told me only the good, flashy, shiny things, right?
Right. Yeah. You weren't getting the evening download like you did with mom and dad. I get you. Yeah.
Correct. So I worked in the industry for a couple years over in Clearwater, Florida, and cut my teeth. I did a very good job with the firms I was at, but I realized what it took to be in the business, what it took to, you know, build a book of business, have clients, you know, have a reputation, name, and all that stuff, and what that value is that my dad already had. Mm-hmm. And it was funny. He asked me a question when we came over for Christmas, and I'd been in the business for about 2.5 years, and he goes, "So how are things going?" "Oh, they're going great, Dad." And he goes, "How many people do you have to call to get appointments for the next week?" And I said, "Well, you know, I'm still building my book. I do a lot of smiling and dialing, Dad." Mm-hmm. And I said, "About 4 or 5 hours worth of phone calls a day is what I do." So
That's tough.
Yeah, I said, "I probably call 450, 500 people to get 15 appointments the next week." He goes, wow. And he just let it sit, didn't continue. And about 10 minutes later, I said, "Okay, Dad, why do you ask?" And he goes, "Well, you know, I've always wanted you to work at my company. And, you know, want you to be over here." And I said, I know. And he said, I said, "Okay, Dad, let me ask you a question. How many people, if I came to work with you, do you think I'd need to call to get the 15 appointments, you know, the next week?" He goes, "Well, I think you got to just remember this. They're a client of ours with something already. So it's going to be a warm call. They'll know who you are." He goes, "I think if you called 20, 25 people, you'll probably have 15 appointments next week."
And you're thinking, "This is good."
And I go, "We need to talk." And about 4 months later, we had McPherson Financial Group open and established.
I think people may not realize how much sales, at least as you're new in that business, that sales is your job, and that's not what you're in business for. You're in business to help people grow their wealth, right?
Right, but the way our industry is, you basically have to go kick the curb. You don't get a book, you know, when you come right in and you start in our business.
It's not like buying an insurance agency and there's all those clients already.
Right. Well, I'm a college kid. I didn't have any resources to buy anything, Bill. So I wasn't buying books. I wasn't doing anything. I was just, you know, sweat equity is what you're doing. Just like any kind of business or any kind of industry, it's hard work.
You're looking at knowledge built up over a number of years and then all that experience. And your dad sharing his experience had to be great for you.
Yeah, I always said working with him for 5 years, it was like gaining 10 years in the industry.
That's fantastic. We're back with Art McPherson in moments on the round table.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Nygaard.
Are you waking up in the morning with a sore jaw, headaches, ringing in your ears, all because you're grinding and clenching your teeth at night? That's exactly what was going on with me. I ended up going to a dentist, and he wants to charge over $600 for a night guard. That's when I found the Brooks Night Guard. You mold it at home to the top or bottom teeth. Other mouth guards go all the way to the back, which allows the back teeth to touch. This is where most of the grinding and clenching occurs. The Brooks Night Guard redirects the bite force away from the back teeth, reducing jaw pain while still protecting the teeth. This unique design is what makes Brooks Night Guard different from all other traditional grind guards. Order your Brooks Night Guard today and get 10% off plus free shipping. Go to BrooksNightGuard.com and enter the code Brooks95. That's BRUX95.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Night Guard.
Hello, I'm Hector Elizondo, Emmy Award-winning actor, and I want to talk to you about getting older. My body hurts, my joints ache, and sometimes I forget.
I forget that doing all your own scenes for a movie isn't always the best decision. Especially when you're galloping side saddle down a countryside road on a horse named Archibello, who seems to have only one speed. High. And pulling on his reins only seems to encourage him to go even faster. So, of course, my body hurts and my joints ache, but it's not because of my age. It's because I'm living my life. Ho-ho, Archibello!
Don't let life pass you by. Take care of your brain health. It may just help you stay on top of your game.
As soon as this scene wraps, I'm going to kiss the ground, thank Archibello for his outstanding performance, feed him a carrot, and visit brainhealth.gov.
Find out how you can make the most of your brain as you age at brainhealth.gov.
Continuing on the Florida Roundtable, Bill Mick along with Art McPherson of the McPherson Financial Group. By the way, if you missed any of the shows, you can always pick up our podcasts at the top of the page at BillMick.com. So they're there for you in perpetuity, so they say. Art, you're in the financial services world, and to me, it's a foreign world, and I think it is to a lot of people. What are the things you put in play as you try to navigate investments for people? What are the considerations you have as you sit down and talk to someone about helping them build the retirement they're looking for?
Sure. So retirement is a long-term proposition, right? We're talking about the average person is going to work 25, 30, maybe even 35 years for retirement.
Mm-hmm.
So your investments are really a long-term focus. Where that begins to shift a little bit, Bill, is when you get closer and closer to retirement. You know, some of our discussions of recent, you know, with your personal portfolio has been, you know, how we're investing, right? How we position dollars, how we position funds. Part of what we do at McPherson Financial Group is make sure that your investments are fitting your goals and objectives.
Okay.
So if you've got a 5-year goal, 10-year goal, 20-year goal, the goal time frame should represent how you are invested. Because if you have time on your side, it really doesn't matter when we go through corrections. Like, so does it matter at all, the correction we had in April, by the time we get to end of the year? No. But when we go through it, it still is a little bit nerving, right? We had never
And the closer you are, and I've got a friend in West Virginia going through this, he watches his retirement fund every day. And I won't do that because I don't want to get scared. I know I've got you taking care of it. But he looks at it every day, and it's been going really well right now. He says, but if we go through another dip, as close as I am to retirement, this is going to hurt me.
And that's true.
Okay.
So basically what you want to do is position all your – when you have an investment portfolio, you can't have all the money moving with the market. Because if the market's going up, you're doing great, right? You're winning.
Mm-hmm.
But when the market doesn't do great, and if we have a subprime mortgage meltdown the year you're planning on retiring, and now the market is corrected 50%, you may have had $2 million in your portfolio, but it's now $1 million. Well, $2 million, Bill, would give you about $100,000 a year income, you know, on that portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's dropped $1 million, you just cut your income in half. Not only did you lose half of the portfolio value, you lost half of your income. So do you work another year or two? You know, this happened a lot in the dot-com crash back in 2000.
Okay.
You know, you had companies local in Florida, you know, domestic in Florida. One of them was Intercell, right? So Intercell, big in Florida, they went from about $120 a share to about $1.50 in about 6 months.
Yeah.
Now, anytime a stock gets below $5 a share, means they're going to go bankrupt. Not Intercell. They weren't even on the radar, but they were caught up with all that dot-com, you know, day trading and all that stuff. But we had clients that had $1 million that turned into $25,000 or $50,000 in their 401k portfolios.
That's scary. We helped
them get it back, and we did it very quickly. But I had a couple people I think were going to punch me in the face because I said, we have money on the sidelines over here that hasn't been hurt, but we now can double your shares with Intercell by moving some money. Let's do it. And it was hard for them to do that. But
that kind of projection, that can be tough to do because confidence is lost when that happens, right?
Correct. You're like, why do I want to take good money and throw it after bad?
Mm-hmm.
But you're basing it on the company. You're basing it on what's happening. But we do have economic conditions that will affect everybody because if the economy is slowing, every stock typically will be under pressure on the negative side. If the economy is growing, every stock's going to be going up, right? You're going to go up in value. You just can't have all your eggs in one basket. We've heard that all the time, right?
Right.
So you can't have your whole portfolio in the S&P 500. And if you did, as an example, year to date, the international markets have outperformed the S&P almost 2-1. So if all your money was in the S&P 500, which was winning the last 3 years, it didn't win this year, especially when we were going through our dips with the whole tariff thing that our current president talked about. All of that caused a lot of chaos over here. We didn't have that going on nearly as badly on the international side. And the international markets...
So people missed opportunities if they weren't looking elsewhere. Again, I don't have time to look at this stuff, right. Which is why somebody like you is essential for me.
Right. And you always want to have an international piece of the portfolio. But a lot of times when everything is going good, you kind of, international hasn't been doing that well. I don't want to have that in the portfolio. Well, you miss out on really overperforming years if you do that.
Okay, very good. What about things like gold or Bitcoin? You hear a lot of advertising, especially in the precious metals market. Get an IRA with precious metals, that type of thing. Is there room for that? And you hear 10% or 5%. What do you look at when you consider those things for an investor?
Well, if you look at gold, gold has gone from about $1,500 an ounce about 3.5 years ago mm-hmm. to about $3,600 an ounce right now. So that's why you hear a lot about gold.
Sure.
Gold is when everybody gets a little nervous about things, there's a flight to safety with gold. However, gold is a commodity. Mm-hmm. So just because gold has done well right now, realize commodities are some of the most volatile things that you can purchase and buy. There's a play. We have gold in our portfolios. Almost all of our portfolios have gold in it. Gold has overperformed the last 3 years. We want gold in the portfolio. Mm-hmm. And
I watch Trading Places. I want orange juice futures. Let's go.
There you go. Now we're talking real volatility. Well, that's a little bit like Bitcoin. So we started following Bitcoin back when it was $3,000 a coin. It's over $100,000 a coin today. However, back in the day, you had to have your own wallet. There was no regulation on Bitcoin.
Right.
If you forgot your password. And
it's
we
gone.
Had, yeah. And we have. And then there were, we had people had stories of, $1 billion being stolen from them. You had hackers that could hack into your wallet and steal your money, and it was just gone. So Bitcoin's a lot safer nowadays because you can buy it through the exchanges, and we have models with McPherson Financial Group that participates in coins, okay. And Coinbase. Basically, we call it
blockchain.
Well,
they get new coins come on the market all the time.
Right.
How do you decide if any of those are viable? It's like, what has everybody put their blind faith in, I guess?
Well, it was funny. The guy who created Dogecoin, mm-hmm. he said it was for a joke. But it took off because all the other coins were taken off. Mm-hmm. But he literally created it as a joke. So you have to, the one we like the most is Bitcoin because Bitcoin came with the blockchain. Blockchain has a great amount of value to it. Is it worth $100,000 of coin value? I don't know. But
it's basically what the market tells it it's worth, right?
Right. Well, limited supply and demand, right? So if you got people like Elon Musk taking money from Tesla and buying Bitcoin, and you got people like our current president taking assets from his stock, which is DJT, buying Bitcoin, it adds fuel to the fire. And the more buyers you have and the less sellers you have, then the price goes up, up, up.
Let me ask you about the individual investor. When they come to you, what do they need to be considering? What are they thinking about? A lot of people don't start till too late. And I tell my kids, as soon as you can start putting some money away, even if it's a little bit, start putting it aside now, make it a habit. But a lot of families can't afford to do it.
You can't afford not to.
Okay, that's a good answer.
So basically, what happens, and I'll throw this out. If you went out and got a pay cut 20%, your radio audience, I would say probably 50% of them had this scenario happen. How do you survive? You make adjustments, right? You make changes to your lifestyle.
Yeah, absolutely.
Your wife maybe goes and looks for a better job, or you go look for a better job. But in the interim, you make adjustments. Well, it's the same thing. If you put that money aside, whether it's 5%, first rule of thumb at McPherson Financial Group is, what is your employer paying you? What is their match point? Mm-hmm. That's a raise. You just don't get it in your paycheck. It's
that's
a
free money. Yeah,
it's
the
free
match on your retirement investment.
100%. Right? So. There's nothing a person can give me that I can outperform that. They're making literally a dollar. They're making 100% on their money day one, plus then interest added to that. So if they're going to match 6%, you've got to do 6%. And then it's an education from there. I'm like, okay, can we increase it 1% next year, 2%? And where do we go? It has to be affordable because diapers are not cheap, right? I understand that.
True.
I'm competing with Corinthian leather and the brand new car,
right,
and all those kind of things. Yeah. So I understand. However, 10% of your income over a 30-year period of time should allow you to retire comfortably. It doesn't have to be crazy math.
That's interesting because, trust me, the math gets crazy for me. At some point, and we're gonna spend a significant amount of time here today, government regulation comes into play, and there are changes all the time.
Yes.
Let's go to the basic one in the time we've got here.
Sure.
Which is presidential administrations change every 4 or 8 years.
Correct.
And the president will want to bring in his financial picture, as President Trump has done with tariffs and trying to entice businesses to repatriate themselves into the country if they've moved out, that
Absolutely.
Type of thing. Trade policies, tariff policies that are designed to help the American economy. But what you've told me through the years is a presidential administration doesn't make a big change in your long-term planning here. How does it impact it, or does it?
Yeah, it has an impact. That's true. However, it's slow. If you look at Biden when he came in office, it took about a year for his policies to affect the economy as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
Since Trump has walked into office this year, we still haven't seen really the impact of tariffs yet. We still haven't seen the impact of, you know, the border being shut and him doing all the illegal, you know, the shifts there, and the interest rates and things like that have a much faster impact than a president has. However, money will flow differently. So the government is, you know, our biggest institutional spender. So where they're going to direct dollars and resources does make a difference. So if you're somebody in manufacturing, you're going to be getting help from our current administration. But if you're somebody in wind and solar, you got help from the Biden administration, right?
Okay.
So there are sectors that will benefit from government spending. So it does play a role. However, overall, long term, for you putting money aside for 30 years, it should have little impact on whether or not you're saving 10%.
That's interesting. And the tariffs that you mentioned, we've got about a minute here. The impact would appear to be positive at the moment, but they're always in challenge. They're always in court, and you don't know what the end result's going to be. How are you reading the tariff thing right now?
Well, the tariff dynamic is pretty interesting. You don't see this on the news. So some of the data we look at, you know, we have had a trade deficits that have been hurting us with the trade.
Sure.
Tariffs fix the trade deficit, and we now run a surplus after just 2 months. What I'm interested to seeing right now, our deficit, our government spends less money, and we'll continue this discussion on the other side.
Sure.
But we'll talk about where I think tariffs may help our actual government spending and our deficit quite a bit next year.
And we'll be back with Art McPherson here on the Florida Roundtable in moments on the Florida News Network.
From snorkeling and diving to harvesting stone crabs, lobsters, and scallops, Divers Down Safety on the water is all about visibility and safe distances. There are many options for Divers Down devices. However, the goal is always the same, to be clearly visible from all directions. And while distance regulations should be maintained at all times, boat operators should allow even more when possible. Know the regulations for Divers Down warning devices and keep everyone safe. Brought to you by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. Visit myfwc.com for more information.
You work hard to provide a better life for your family. The only problem is that you now have a tax bill that you can't afford to pay. The IRS is now threatening to garnish your wages and put a levy on your bank account. You can't ignore the IRS. They won't go away on their own. You need help. And you need it now. Call the tax pros at United Tax Fix today. Call 800-762-2768. That's 800-762-2768.
Hi, I'm Johnny Erickson Tata. Growing up with a brother with autism, Sarah Crump witnessed firsthand how kids with disabilities felt left out by their peers. It's why at the age of 15, Sarah approached her cheerleading coach with an idea to include girls with disabilities on her school's cheer team. Well, what started out as an inclusive high school cheer team in a small town in Iowa has led to what is now known as Sparkle Effect, a thriving nonprofit with over 180 cheer teams across the United States, bringing students with and without disabilities together through cheerleading. The result? More confidence, higher grades, and better school attendance for kids with disabilities. And for those without a disability, new friends, and a greater empathy. You want to learn more? Well, visit disabilitycampaign.org, where we have posted a link to the fabulous work known as The Sparkle Effect.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Imagine being denied an apartment because of your religion, or your race, or because you have children, or a disability.
It's so wrong.
Yes, but who has the power to stop this?
You do. Each of us has the power. The law is on your side. It's illegal for landlords to discriminate because of race, color, religion, sex, national origin, disability, or familial status. If you suspect that you have experienced housing discrimination, file a complaint with HUD immediately so we can investigate it. Fair housing is your right.
Use it.
To learn more, visit hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Or call 1-800-669-9777. 1-800-669-9777. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Continuing our look at government and your finances on the Florida Roundtable this weekend, I'm Bill Mick. Our guest is Art McPherson of the McPherson Financial Group, my personal financial planner guy, which is why I brought him in here because, hey, I've been trusting him. He's been doing good stuff for me, and he's got insights I can't bring to the table. Art, we were talking about government regulations and law as it impacts the investment world and people preparing for retirement, and we were talking about tariffs. Appears initially that these tariffs have brought a more level playing field for the U.S. Is that benefiting investors as we look at what's going on here?
I think it could be a huge deal when we get to next year. So as an example, if you look at the fiscal spending of our government right now, they take in $5.2 trillion approximately right now. Most of that comes from payroll taxes, income taxes, corporate taxes. There's an other section, though, which is where we used to be. It's 4% that comes in the door is from tariffs. Well, year to date right now, we're at 19% that comes in the door from tariffs. Where this could be a big deal next year is we run a $7 trillion budget of spending. They're taking in about $5.2 trillion. So we're having to borrow about $1.8 trillion per year to balance the budget. So we started at $36 trillion on our debt. Mm-hmm. By the time we get to the end of this year, we'll be at $38
trillion. Okay.
Well, if we just went from 4% tariffs as a little income slide, and that has now gone to 20%, instead of having to borrow $1.8 trillion at the end of the year, we might only have to borrow $800 billion. That's a big deal. And then you add what DOGE has been doing. They've been cutting costs throughout the year. Mm-hmm. Right now, there's a little thing on debtclock.org, if you want to take a look at that, listeners. And it shows that DOGE has saved over $600 billion. Well, between DOGE and tariffs, we might be able to balance the budget next year, Bill.
That soon?
Yeah.
That's interesting to hear.
Uh-huh. That's a huge deal. The Fed has been screaming at every president since Bill Clinton to get a balanced budget amendment again, mm-hmm. but nobody's doing it. I mean, Trump, in his first term, did not take that serious. He spent like a drunken sailor, just like everybody else has. So,
well, he also had COVID to deal with at that point, too.
To be fair,
they did
true.
Some crazy things with COVID. That's true.
However, spending was crazy.
Yeah.
I was hoping his second term he'd be more fiscally sharp because mm-hmm. everybody that knows Trump says he's like that.
Right.
But I'm like, I haven't seen him do that in politics.
Right.
However, he's doing that this time. So it'll be interesting to see what happens January when they do some of last year's numbers, because it should be a big difference.
That's interesting. You mentioned the Fed. They've recently reduced the interest rate by a quarter point.
Yep.
How big a difference does that make in the world? It looks like it could make mortgages more affordable for people, but houses are extremely expensive now too. So
the reason the Fed exists, Bill, is to try to slow the economy down and speed the economy up. So when we were growing too fast and we had inflation out of control, the one control mechanism the Fed really has is they can either raise rates to make it more expensive for us to borrow, businesses, everybody, you name it. And if you go try to buy a house right now, it's hard to do, right? Rents are way up. Housing to borrow mortgages are around 6.5%. So even if your house doubled in value the last 5 years, which is very possible, you can't do anything with it because if you go try to refinance, the math doesn't work.
Or you sell it and go to buy one, you're going to pay the outrageous price for the new one.
Right. So everybody is kind of stuck. So even if a couple, you know, bought their starter home and they've had two children in the last 5 years and want to go buy, you know, instead of a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, they want a 4-bedroom, 3-bath kind of a thing, they can't afford to do it. Mm-hmm. Well, you get rates to come down and all of a sudden it opens up the market again for people to be able to afford to buy a new home. It's what we call the velocity of money. So it gets money working. You can get money that's in the dirt right now. If people want to put in a pool or add a garage, you know, they can refinance, do that. Right now with rates high, very difficult to do that. So as the Fed starts to lower rates, it's a big deal. It kind of turns that economic engine on and gets us growing faster. And that's what their primary focus is trying to get the economy growing again.
There's a rumbled housing crisis out there, and people say we need to do something about that. How does that impact the economy overall? Because that's most people's most major purchase.
That's the big part of it. So, you know, the two biggest assets that people have in their world is their 401k and their home. Mm-hmm. You know, so when you have all this equity that's been created the last 4 or 5 years, inflation helped create that, right? So the the negative with inflation, well, at least we got a benefit from it in our homes. However, we haven't been able to touch it or use it because of cost of interest rates. So you get those rates down another percent or so, and you're going to see money being created, because if you can take money out of your house and now it's the same expense as it was prior to you doing that, you can put in a pool for the same price. You can put a garage in for the same price. Or you can sell your house, upgrade for the same price. And it just opens up a world of opportunity. And then that money starts rolling again. The economy starts rolling again. Right now, we're growing at 1.4%, the Fed has said, for the year through June of last year. We're waiting on August numbers to come out. But that means they can speed this economy up. It's really growing very slow at the moment. So,
and they're anticipating more interest rate cuts by the Fed in the remainder of this year. Maybe another.
The good news? Yes, the good news. So they started the beginning of the year saying they could cut as much as 1% this year. By the time they got through the first quarter, they revised that down to 50 basis points. So they said, yeah, we're not going to be doing that. We'll be doing more like 0.5% for the whole year.
Okay.
And then as soon as Trump heard that, he's like, okay, if you're going to lower rates this year, let's do it sooner than later. And he calls him too late Powell, right?
Yeah.
Started fighting. And Powell, I think, created a dislike for Trump and dug his heels in and waited as long as he could. However, they said at this last meeting a couple weeks ago, instead of just two cuts, they're going to do three. So that is very good news.
Okay, interesting to see. Another factor in this for many people, maybe it's most of what some people rely on, is Social Security. Got a Fox Business story in front of me. They're talking about avoiding Social Security insolvency. We hear this come up year after year, maybe 2 or 3 years in between, and they're looking at options for making sure Social Security is there. Number one, I don't see politicians in this country letting a Social Security program go away. It would be politically devastating to them. They would be out of office immediately. So what is likely that they're going to do? How are they going to try to maintain Social Security?
Well, I think part of the problem that we have found this year from DOGE is we had people receiving benefits that should not have been receiving benefits. I think the count from the government, and I don't know if the number's true or not, but they said 2.4 million people had been receiving benefits that shouldn't have been receiving them.
Wow.
I know one of them is a congressman or congresswoman, and she is one of the ones that were very against I think the Killed Tesla Week and all that stuff. Remember when we had all that going on with Elon? Her grandmother died 22 years ago. Their family has been receiving benefits. Someone brought it up on the Senate floor. She said, I'm not going to talk about it. That's a personal matter. But her family, if you take $2,000 a month, if that's what her grandmother was receiving, and you multiply that for the last 22 years, that's over $500,000 of benefits her family received they weren't supposed to. So multiply that times 2.4 million people. So if you've solved that problem with Social Security, it becomes much more solvent. So I'm hopeful that when we start getting some revised numbers next year, some of these changes that we've been seeing implementing this year, maybe we'll have better results for that. Because I think the last I've heard was Social Security, by 2037, if things aren't changed, we would have 25% of our benefits would be reduced.
Yeah, by law it has to, if that's the case, if it reaches that certain level. There has been talk, and I want to say it started back in the 80s and has raised its head time and time again, about changing the plan for Social Security so it becomes something of an investment vehicle, and people are able to direct into the accounts that you do for me, those kind of things, rather than relying on new employees throwing the money in that supports the retired Social Security employees. So,
well, we had a president try to do that. You remember who that was?
No.
George Bush Jr.
Okay.
He was talking about privatizing Social Security.
Yeah, yeah.
He was only talking about 2%. But he got blitzed so hard, I think it lasted about 3 weeks in the news cycle, and then he gave up.
It sounds like a reasonable thing to do. If you want this to survive, you need to save it somehow. And if it's investing properly, and even if it starts at a small percentage, it would seem to make some sense.
Well, Bill, what they do with Social Security is they don't save any of it. They take it and use it in the budget.
Yeah.
So Social Security dollars are not invested in anything. So that is why we have a problem. However, I think if they fix people getting the payments properly to who is supposed to be getting the payments, and we're not funding people that are not supposed to receive benefits, and it's just truly the Americans, that should be a big help. And so next year we should have better numbers. So I'm hopeful that we're starting down the right track.
We'll see. Anything you do to prepare for changes like this, or is it something you've got to do after the fact? Well, I got about 30 seconds here.
We can prepare in a sense of you can plan on it not being there. You know, so if you're young and you're 25 to 35, make an assumption that your benefits will be half of what they are today or 25% of what they are today. Plan accordingly. So you want to have more money set aside in a 401k or a pension or something like that to help offset, because Social Security may be reduced.
So a lot of this, it's on you. It's on your financial advisor, and get yourself ready. Don't be reliant on government for what's coming. And we'll be back with Art McPherson on the, almost said the McPherson Financial Group, on, not the Art of Money. It is the Florida Roundtable. Back in a minute.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-558-5497. Again, 1-800-558-5497.
You can depend on Florida farmers. We're your neighbors. Our farm is where we live and work. It's where we raise our families and provide for yours. When you see our logo in the store, you know that our name is on it because we stand behind it. When you shop for Florida-grown fruits and vegetables, look for local. Choose Fresh from Florida, the homegrown brand of Florida farmers.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp Data Bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-577-2648. That's 1-800-577-2648. Again, 1-800-577-2648.
Glad you're with us this weekend on the Florida Roundtable. I'm Bill Mick. Art McPherson of the McPherson Financial Group is our guest. And we're talking about government regulation, finances, and your ability to retire the way you'd like to retire. And Art is my financial advisor, and we sit down and talk several times a year to take a look at these things and make sure they're on the path that I need them to be on for my success down the road. Art, we've looked at a lot of things. Let's talk about banking for a minute. I've got another story, this one from the Daily Caller, about a corporate watchdog group that was commending five different banks: the Bank of America, Citigroup, J.P. Morgan Chase, PNC Bank, and Regions Bank, over new policies now in a new administration, because policies change when administrations change, that are now guaranteeing change in policies so certain businesses, based on political affiliation or likes and desires of political folks, aren't being debanked. We had some folks, especially those in the gun industry, that couldn't get their accounts working right, or were actually deplatformed from their banks and had difficulty running their businesses. These banks are now saying, we've got a new sheriff in town, and we can't be debanking people over this. The ESG type things that people were looking at, and I guess some still are in the investment world. How do you read all of that?
Well, that's a good change, because I don't think your political beliefs or any kind of thing should have any impact on whether or not your money is good at the bank.
Right.
Business is business. I don't understand why the bank's
got... As long as it's a lawful business, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, why would it matter to a bank whether or not I'm a conservative or I'm a liberal? You know, what's the difference? To me, it's hard to understand that viewpoint.
Mm-hmm.
We did see during COVID a lot of scrutiny against doctors, attorneys, influencers that went against the narrative, you know, mm-hmm. were deplatformed. And then their bank accounts, if they were tied with some of these big banks, were no longer able to have accounts there. So
couldn't process credit cards or other things for their clients, whatever.
Right. So to me, it's almost like a barrier to doing business. You know, you're making it difficult for a corporation to do trade, you know, and to do business. To me, that is anti-American at its core.
Right.
You know, that to me is very problematic. So it is good to see they're taking the winds of change with the current administration and saying, hey, we're not going to do that. You can have any political view you want. We're not going to debank you. That's a step in the right direction, for
sure. You mentioned attorneys for a minute, which brings another question to mind. In your business, with regulations and laws changing all the time, do you have access to legal advice about what you're doing? Because everybody's looking for somebody to be liable for something these
days. Yes, they are. Yes, we actually have attorneys in-house. So we have a team available to our clients. We have a financial planning group that is mix of accountants and attorneys, so that our clients that need help with wills and trusts can get that in-house at McPherson Financial Group. Also, if they need their taxes done, their returns done, we do those. But we do a lot more than just the return. We also do mid-season tax planning. Should you do a Roth this year? Should you do a Roth conversion? Do you have any ability to do a backdoor Roth? Backdoor Roth is when you retire. Do you have NUA capability, which is if you've got a stock you've owned in your corporation for many years, you may be able to get a favorable tax treatment on that, and you may be able to roll that outside of an IRA and have a very low tax consequence. So having those experts in-house makes a huge difference for our clients, and it helps us for long-term tax planning.
Tax considerations are big for people as they look at retirement. I hear you guys talk about it regularly.
Well, it's depending on how you pull money. We, as an example, Bill, we have new taxes that are going to affect, tax cuts that are going to affect this year. If you're 65 and you take a standard deduction, you don't itemize, you can now get an extra deduction of $6,000 this year. Plus, if you're married, they get a $6,000 deduction. So the $31,000 deduction went to $43,000 this year.
Wow.
And it used to be you either itemized and you could take charity contributions or church. Now you can get up to another $2,000 on top of the $6,000 each, plus your standard as a new deduction this year too, as long as, and everything is based on income, things like that. However, it's new deductions. Mm-hmm. If you are not planning for that this year, you're just going to do your return in April of next year. You're going to miss out on things like Roth conversions you could do because of new deductions or more income. There's a lot of things you can do with these new deductions, and they are effective for 2025.
So when you do taxes for next year, it's applying. When you do your taxes next year, it applies to everybody.
Here. Right. So when everybody starts filing in April for their taxes for 2025, what you do now can greatly affect how much tax you're going to pay next year.
And that's the mid-year planning you're talking about.
Correct.
Changing direction in something for that benefit.
Correct. Because now there's extra deductions. Our clients know about these deductions because we're talking to them
right
now.
Very, very good. I want to talk about the insurance world for a bit.
Sure.
As we close up the roundtable. When we continue in moments with Art McPherson, stick around. We're back in a moment.
You work hard to provide a better life for your family. The only problem is that you now have a tax bill that you can't afford to pay. The IRS is now threatening to garnish your wages and put a levy on your bank account. You can't ignore the IRS. They won't go away on their own. You need help. And you need it now. Call the tax pros at United Tax Fix today. Call 800-762-2768. That's 800-762-2768.
From snorkeling and diving to harvesting stone crabs, lobsters, and scallops, Divers Down Safety on the water is all about visibility and safe distances. There are many options for Divers Down devices. However, the goal is always the same, to be clearly visible from all directions. And while distance regulations should be maintained at all times, boat operators should allow even more when possible. Know the regulations for Divers Down warning devices and keep everyone safe. Brought to you by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. Visit myfwc.com for more information.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-340-5510. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-340-5510. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-340-5510.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Shortness of breath. Patient's confused. Temp 102.
He just had an infection. What's going on?
He's becoming septic.
Antibiotics started. Bed ready. Let's move him.
Infections can lead to a deadly chain reaction in your body called sepsis. Very quickly, sepsis can cause tissue damage, organ failure, and even death. If you know the risks, can spot the symptoms, and act fast, then you can get ahead of sepsis. Learn more at cdc.gov/sepsis.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
My son had a full-blown asthma attack. It came out of nowhere.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
I had a fever and these terrible headaches.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had Zika virus from a mosquito.
He had a reaction to cockroach allergens.
Threats to your health can come from unexpected places. Get the facts. Visit pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
Another fast-paced week on the Florida Roundtable. Art McPherson is with us as we talk government and finances, and in particular, your retirement. Art, insurance is another world that's very heavily regulated, but I see it talked about frequently in consideration for retirement planning. How's insurance play into all that and all the regulation that's in play around it?
Well, the insurance industry does things very well. One of the things they do well is pension, right? So you can take a lump sum of money and create a guaranteed income stream. So insurance industry is phenomenal at that. Most of the big corporations of the world will go to the insurance industry to get a pension benefit payout, and they'll put that risk over with the insurance industry rather than taking it on themselves. They're very, very good at that. So one of the things, we call it the three-legged stool. Most people don't have a pension anymore, Bill.
Right.
So if you want to create a pension, you can do that with the insurance industry. There's rules around pensions, and there's rules around creating an income stream. So they're not for everybody, in a sense that you can't put all your money there. You don't want to do that. But if you want 30% of your money in there where you can get a guaranteed lifetime income, you can do that with the insurance side, which is very, very important.
Okay.
They also are great on, you know, knowing how many of us are going to die, you know, per thousand.
No better statisticians on the planet.
Right. They know. My dad used to always joke, once they know who and when we're going to, then we're all in trouble, right? Because yeah. Then they know when Bill's going to die exactly, and when Art's going to die exactly. And who knows, maybe they're there. But basically, those actuaries can do great things for estate planning. So we can have insurance dollars. You might pay 20 cents on the dollar, 10 cents on the dollar, 5 cents on the dollar, and you can take big portfolios of wealth that are normally taxable, like IRA accounts, 401k accounts, and then cover that tax with insurance. And you can do it, instead of paying the tax outright dollar for dollar, if you can do it for 10 cents on the dollar, why would you not do that, right? So insurance can play a very powerful role for estate planning and things like that. We do a lot of those kind of scenarios at McPherson Financial Group.
That is interesting. Well, in the little bit of time we've got left, let's talk about, in general, and everybody's different, it's an individual thing, but what are the best recommendations you have for people as they plan for their retirement? And when do they start their planning? What do they need to consider when they do?
Well, if you're just starting and listening to the show today, get your money set aside. Make sure you at least do the match. Whatever your corporation's going to match, make sure you start there. That's my best piece of advice for a young couple. For someone who's wealthy, does your investment firm also give you tax advice? If not, why not? Find a firm that can help you for tax ramifications on your portfolio. The more money you have in your portfolio, the bigger it is. If you're going to be selling your business or you're going to sell your corporation, how you sell that can make a big, big difference in taxes. Well, why would you not also have experts on your wealth management, on how to distribute money, how to take income, how to maximize that tax benefit? So find a firm, if you're a wealthy individual out there, that does tax planning and estate planning, not just wealth management.
What about folks who maybe don't have that corporate 401k, which most companies have gone to now, and they're out there struggling every week on their own, trying to do something to get better? I got half a minute here. What can you tell them?
You've got to pay yourself. Put a little bit aside for yourself. Even if it's just a bank account, making 3.5%, 4% right now, put some money aside. At the end of the year, you'll have a little nest egg. That'll be important for your business, if for monies that get, when months get tight. But just put some money aside for yourself, even if you feel like you can't.
Make it a habit, like you do the Florida Roundtable. Our podcaster at BillMick.com. Art McPherson, thank you. We'll see you next weekend right here on the Florida News Network for our next edition of The Roundtable.
You've been listening to the Florida Roundtable with Bill Mick on News and Public Affairs presentation of the Florida News Network. The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this station management, owners, or sponsors. For questions or concerns, contact Florida Roundtable at fnnonline.net.